It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Detroit.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. Steve is reporting this week from a troubled city where the recession is hitting hard. We're also checking in this morning with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg to see how his city is coping. As he sees it, innovation will be key to the economic recovery of New York.
Financial institutions are downsizing, so a couple hundred thousand people will sadly lose their jobs. The good news is that a lot of small financial companies are opening and will absorb a lot more of that group than we first feared. The second thing is that it's harder to get a loan. People in the construction industry, for example, are finishing the projects and not being able to find a new one to work on, because the developers just can't borrow the money. The financial sector also, incidentally, is a very big contributor to our tax base. Our tax revenues for 2010 will be $5 billion less than they were 2 years ago.
You mentioned you're seeing in New York small or smaller financial companies opening up.
Yes.
Or beginning. Give us an example.
Well, there are lots of people who are forming boutiques to do research or investment banking or trading. It's not to say that everybody gets laid off from a big company is going to find a job easily, but some of the people who get laid off by big companies are going into other industries. We have a training program to train employees so that as their company changes, the employees' skills match the new needs. We work very hard to get small businesses from outside of New York to come into New York. We could sit around and complain about it, but we're trying to do something about it.
Well, how would you go from being a bond trader or an analyst in a financial firm to another business altogether? Are you talking about staying in that same world?
No, some stay in the same world. My intent is to try to keep them in the same city, because that is our competitive edge against ever cities, that if you start a business, if you want to be successful, you need the people that love to live in New York City. And every other city that I know of tries exactly the same thing. If they don't, they won't have a future. But I want to make sure that the people who have built our city can afford to stay in our city. And then when the things get better, they participate in that.
Just a moment ago, you said that there are $5 billion less coming in as taxes. You're opposed to taxing the very wealthy. You say it'll force the rich to leave the city.
No, I'm not
and
opposed
state.
To tax the very wealthy at all. We have to tax the very wealthy. But if you pick on one group that's particularly mobile, they can easily leave New York City. I'll give you a number just to show you how serious this is. In New York City in 2006, and I don't have better numbers, we just haven't gotten them yet, we have 3.4 million filers. 5,000 people paid 30% of our taxes. We have to keep them there. So I'm not opposed to paying more taxes. I am opposed to picking out one group.
A long while back, you worked on Wall Street. Obviously, as mayor of New York, Wall Street is an important constituency. Do you, though, share some of the anger about what Wall Street has wrought? And would you like to see changes in how the financial sector does its business?
My job's not to share anger. I've got to focus on all of the people that work on Wall Street who've lost their jobs. You know, most people that work on Wall Street had nothing to do with investments that were much more speculative than anybody thought at the time. We don't sit around and say should have, would have, and could have. What we try to do is pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and do things better the next time.
Well, looking ahead, though, would you like to see changes in how the financial sector does its business?
Well, the marketplace is forcing the financial sector to do it. You wiped out all the stockholders of Lehman and Bear Stearns and AIG. The senior managements of all of those companies are unemployed. There's enormous penalties. What we have to do is to figure out what works and what doesn't work. But we need financial institutions to come back and make mortgage loans and to loan money to businesses so they can create jobs and loan money to developers so that they can build things.
Mayor Bloomberg, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York.